Welcome to the Restoration Apostolic Church podcast. We are located in Winterville, right outside of Athens, Georgia, and are led by our senior pastor, Ed Walden. Our mission is to be a Book of Acts church in this modern world, to build a strong and unified church family, and to see lives saved and changed by the power of Jesus Christ. We hope that in listening today, you will be strengthened, encouraged, blessed, and restored.
If you'll turn with me to John 15, verses 1 through 2. Okay. It says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. This verse is a powerful reminder of our dependence on God for our spiritual growth and fruitfulness. Just as a branch must stay connected to the vine to receive nourishment and produce fruit, we must remain in God through prayer, obedience, and faith. And this brings me to my title today, The Growth in the Vine. Growth in the vine means developing a deeper relationship with God, allowing His Word to shape our hearts and our actions. Jesus identifies Himself as the true vine. Apart from God, there is no real growth. We can't grow without God. In John 15:2, it was talking about when we are growing in our walk, we also get in that pruning stage. God will hinder fruitfulness so we can grow stronger in Him. When you're in that pruning stage and in that growing pain stage, it's going to be hard. But God is preparing you for a greater fruit and a greater purpose and a greater ministry. John 15, verses 4 through 5, it says, Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. No more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for with me ye can do nothing. You can't grow disconnected. Just like a branch can't cut from the vine withers. So do when we drift from God. We need to pray and fast and stay in His Word so that we can grow. We must stay connected to God daily. That's how we stay spiritually alive and fruitful. So earlier this year, a few of us went to Blind Pig, and it was actually Brother Stephen. He asked everybody what their New Year's resolution would be. And so we all went around and we told everybody like what we wanted to see from this year. And I said that I wanted to get out of my comfort zone and grow in my ministry. Standing up here behind this pulpit is way out of my comfort zone, and it took a lot of convincing, but I have to remember that doing things for God is never going to be easy. But we have to remember it's never about us. It will always be about Him. And it's going to take us getting out of our comfort zone and not stay in that comfortable place for us to actually grow. I don't ever want to be so comfortable in my walk with God. I don't ever want there to be a limit on my walk with God. I don't want God to stop using me because there's always more that we can do to further the kingdom. And there's no limit on what God can do in us and through us. And God doesn't put limits on us. God doesn't want to put limits on our growth in Him. There's always more that we can do to grow deeper in our relationship in Him and deeper in our everyday walk. But it's going to take some growing pains. If we stay comfortable where we are in our walk with God, how will we ever expand to something greater that He has for us? It's not always going to be comfortable when you're growing in your walk with God and your ministry. Me standing up here is a growing pain. I'm not comfortable being up here speaking, but I have to realize, like I said before, it's not about me. And the pruning stage isn't a punishment. It's a preparation for the greater things to come. In Hebrews 12:11, it says, Now no chastening, for the present seemeth to be joyous, but grievous. Nevertheless, afterward it yieldeth the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. With growth, there always comes discipline and correction, and sometimes it can hurt. Pruning is when God cuts back on things in your life that may be hindering your growth. It may be confusing, but we have to trust in God and His plan for us. The pruning stage is also a sign of still being connected to that vine. Being in that pruning stage is preparing you for that next season. Pruning may feel like a setback, but it's really a set up. I think Moses is a great example on how growing in God can be scary. Moses had a speech issue, and he didn't feel like he was good enough. Moses was insecure. Moses went from the palace to isolation. God was humbling him and preparing his heart. God was stripping away his pride and his fear. Sometimes your greatest growth happens in your quietest season. Exodus 3, verses 11 through 12 says, this is where God is speaking to Moses through the burning bush. And it says, "And Moses said unto God, Who am I that I should go unto Pharaoh and that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt? And he said, Certainly, I will be with thee, and there shall be a token unto thee that I have sent thee. When thou hast brought forth the people out of Egypt, ye shall serve God upon this mountain." And then we're going to skip down to Exodus 4:1. It says, "And Moses answered and said, But behold, they will not believe me, nor hearken by our voice, for they will say, The Lord hath not appeared unto thee." And then Exodus 4:10-17 says, "And Moses said unto the Lord, O my Lord, I am not eloquent, neither heretofore, nor since thou hast spoken unto thy servant, but I am slow of speech and slow of a tongue. And the Lord said unto him, Who hath man's mouth? Who maketh thee dumb, or deaf, or the seeing, or the blind? Have not I the Lord? Now therefore go, and I will be with thy mouth, and teach thee what thou shalt say." And he said, "O my Lord, send, I pray thee, by the hand of him who thou wilt send." And the anger of the Lord was kindled against Moses, and he said, "Is not Aaron the Levite thy brother? I know that he can speak well, and also, behold, he cometh forth to meet thee. And when he seeketh thee, he will be glad in his heart. And thou shalt speak unto him, and put the words in the mouth, and I will be with thy mouth. And with his mouth will teach you what ye shall do. And he shall be the spokesman unto the people, and he shall be thee instead of a mouth, and thou shalt be to him instead of God. And thou shalt take this rod in thy hand, wherewith thou shalt do signs." Moses doubted his voice and his value in God, but God still placed that calling on him. Moses tried to tell God no. Moses even asked God to send someone else because he still thought that he wasn't good enough. God even got frustrated with Moses because Moses was trying to tell him to send someone else. And I'm sure some of us have tried to tell God no before because we haven't felt like we were good enough or we weren't the right person for something. I'm sure Moses was nervous, but Moses finally obeyed God. Moses stepped into his gift even though he had to go through those growing pains, and he still did it. Growth started the moment Moses obeyed God, not when he felt ready. Sometimes we may not feel ready in the next thing God is calling us to do. We may not feel 100% comfortable in trying new things that is for his kingdom. But if God calls us to do something in ministry or somebody asks you to do something in the church, just do it and obey them. God will, he will be with you and he will guide you. What we can learn from Moses is God uses broken people and the people that think they aren't good enough. Growth takes time. Moses was 80 when he walked into his purpose. Don't disqualify yourself. If God called you, he'll equip you and he will lead you. And when we're growing, we can grow inwardly and outwardly. Inward growth begins when you take time just being in God's presence, being vulnerable with God. And some may ask, how do I be vulnerable with God? It's when you bring your full heart, the broken, the messy and confused parts, and you just talk to him honestly. In Psalm 62:8, it says, "Trust in him at all times. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us, Selah." In Psalms 34:18, it says, "The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit." Having a contrite spirit means being humbled in the presence of God. God loves when we are vulnerable with him. You're never too broken for God to use you and grow you. Being vulnerable is how we grow deeper in him. It will transform you and bring you to a new level. Now we're going to talk about ways to grow outwardly. Outward growth is the visible evidence of what God is doing inside you. It's the fruit, the actions that impact the come after time in his presence. Inward growth transforms the heart, and outward growth reveals the change. Outward growth begins when you're not hiding what God's done. It's stepping into your calling, even if it's a small step. In Matthew 7:16, it says, "Ye shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles?" In Galatians 5:22-23, it says, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against there is no law." When we stay connected to Jesus, who is the vine, we don't have to force growth. Fruit will begin to naturally show up in our lives. When we have that inward growth, it equals developing that love and patience. When we have that outward growth, it equals how those fruit blesses others, being faithful and peaceful in those relationships. Please stand, and as the musicians come. Growth in God is going to stretch you, and it's going to build you, bless you, and bring you fruit through you. I want to encourage you tonight with a few intentional steps to grow in the Lord. You're going to spend time in prayer and scripture daily. You're going to surrender to God's pruning process. You're going to serve others with love and trust that He is working in you and through you.
Thank you for listening to the Restoration Apostolic Church podcast. We pray that you have been encouraged and changed by what you heard today. To keep up with RAC, you can follow us on Facebook and Instagram. You can also visit our website at restorationapostolic.org. Be blessed in Jesus' name.